Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
See, Lee, what Rachel Good was doing when she hit that ICE agent so hard, she sent him flying, looks like about 10 feet to me. She's actually trying to help him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. According to Minnesota Attorney General and confirmed lunatic Keith Ellison.
What she was doing was an act of tremendous neighborliness. She clearly was not trying to harm anyone. She was actually trying to help people. And even at the moment of her death, she appeared to be trying to get away, not engage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go look at the slowed down, blown up video I have pinned to the top of my Twitter feed at Tara Savage. Just go watch it. Share it with all your friends. You watch it, we're done here. His body goes flying. Lee, he's got bruises all over his body from being hit by that car. It couldn't be more obvious. But, you know, she's just trying to help. She's like a neighbor. She just wandered along. I mean, she just found herself at the scene, right? Headline, New York Post. Renee Nicole Good was Minneapolis ICE watch warrior who trained to resist feds before shooting. That doesn't sound like just a good neighbor who just randomly showed up or something. He was trying to help by attempting to kill him for the second time this year. Same guy. The last time an illegal immigrant tried to kill him, he got dragged in June by a lunatic illegal immigrant. 33 stitches, head injury, and several days in the hospital. So is he a little afraid for his life when you try to run him over? Why, yes, he is. Well, yes, he is.
Even without that incident, I could easily see the fear or the risk of bodily injury with someone in a, 5,000-pound vehicle headed your way.
Absolutely. And again, why? Democrats want to act like, well, this woman, she was just trying to turn around. I mean, like, why would you shoot her? You're just so mean. They know better.
Yes.
They trained her. And this is what they do.
Today alone in this country, there have been 4 different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. 3 of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing—
That's against ICE and Customs and Border Patrol, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what they need to do? They need to figure out who trained this woman. Go find them. See who's paying for them. We got an idea, because this got largely missed, Lee. About 2 days ago, there was a confab at the White House where they laid out that they have found $100 million in taxpayer money that is being funneled by the Democrats into Antifa and allied activities, and another $100 million from Democrat donors that is also being funneled in. You follow that path, you're going to find who trained her. You're going to find why she's dead. You're going to find all of that. Now, here's the thing, okay? We've heard these Democrat officials and how they're reacting to this self-defense shooting.
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets. They're not needed. They create chaos, and they even create deaths.
There are going to be protests around this entire country because of the state-sanctioned execution that we all saw.
Blood is clearly on the hands of those individuals within the administration.
ICE has been carrying out state-sanctioned violence in our communities. We have seen them terrorize so many of citizens.
Meanwhile, Tim Walz is calling, low-key calling for civil war. He is the governor of Minnesota.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
No, the nation's not doing that. No, they're not. Now, contrast that, Lee, with how Chicago Police Department Superintendent Larry Snelling handled things when other liberal lunatics boxed in ICE and attempted to execute them by opening fire. Just one of so many attempted executions by the left. This is Chicago PD Superintendent Larry Snelling. And listen to how he describes this, because he could be describing what Rachel Good did, Lee. He could be describing that. But this is a very different take. This is earlier. It's last year.
Federal agents, ICE, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that. And you are putting yourself in danger. Following law enforcement agents around.
And he goes on to say, following law enforcement agents around is dangerous. It could cost you your life. That's how this should have been responded to.
Yeah.
Calls for calm. Stop trying to intimidate ICE agents with your car. No, you don't get to hit them because you're mad about immigration law. And you know what? It's like Scott Jennings said brilliantly on CNN. Look, I'm really mad right now. We all are, that we have to pay federal taxes since we're being defrauded by the Democrat Party at such a high rate. But I don't take my car and go to the IRS parking lot and run over an IRS agent.
No.
People would clearly recognize, you know, that's a crime. And Scott Jennings says, no, we call our Congress members and we complain. But Democrats want a special privilege to just run over whoever they want. It's mind-blowing.
Yes.
But look, there's a reason this is all happening.
Yep.
This is a war. Americans haven't seen this. This is a classic guerrilla-style war that has always been used by the Marxists. It was the favored tactic of their hero, Karl Marx. Going all the way back to the 1800s. That's what you're watching. You're watching a classic guerrilla war on America's streets. Now, in a war, what always drives a war? And you get to know, you read history, bottom of any kind of war. What is it really about? It's about resources, about money, ultimately. How much money might this war be about? Okay, here's your homework assignment. Everybody in this audience has a homework assignment today. You need to go to Just the News. It's the website for John Solomon, former investigative reporter for The Hill. Now he's independent. Read this. Feds probe hundreds of millions in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. One airport. 2 years. His sources, the Department of Homeland Security, tell him Minneapolis travelers, all of whom just happened to be Somali. Weird. Moved $347 million in their luggage in cash in 2024 and another $350 million, Lee, in 2025.
Apparently they hadn't heard of Venmo.
You know, there is this thing called Venmo. Here's the line.
Or any number of,
Yeah. Here's the line that's really chilling. And the totals nationwide are likely much higher. Again, that's just the Minneapolis airport. $700 million in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started out talking about this earlier. Folks in our audience are just gobsmacked. Texter writes, good to know a U.S. citizen paying $17,000 cash for a used car gets flagged and tracked. Talking about themselves.
Yeah.
But billions in my tax dollars can be shipped overseas or walked through airports as suitcases with no questions asked.
Yep.
Apparently, my hard-earned cash is the real national security threat. Apparently.
Yes.
You're not Somali, are you? You vote Democrat at a high rate? No, well, that's your problem. This article, Lee, every paragraph of this article is a bombshell that goes off in your head. TSA agents routinely flagged the cash movements to Customs and Border Protection, Homeland Security investigations, but there was little curiosity during the Biden administration, and investigations into the nature and players only began recently since Donald Trump returned to the White House. Now, you've probably heard about this money moving through the Minnesota airport. We've talked about it all week, right? But it's the scale of it we're finding out right now, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Another official said that when federal officials inquired with Minnesota officials, they often got accused of being racist for asking questions about Somali immigrants. By the end of 2025, John Solomon reports, they're moving $1 million a day in cash just through the Minneapolis airport.
Nice gig if you can get it.
I know. You and I have been doing this totally wrong. It's like I've been saying to my husband, you know, we need one of these daycares.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll run it from our, I don't know, garage or something.
Exactly. Well, I mean, we can just make up an address. It can be some field and outside of Simpsonville. And it doesn't make any difference.
So. Hey, you got a field out there at DeBunker,
oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. What's the daycare now?
Acres. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Federal and state law enforcement officials said that Somali cash flows were well known in counterterrorism circles since 2016 because of concerns that the money was going to Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Boko Haram. But most tracking the money ended when the money reached Dubai because of a lack of interest and curiosity during the Biden administration, even as the transfers grew in size. Like, how much growth are we talking? Oh, next paragraph. The Somali couriers are believed to be part of a much larger system in which legal and illegal immigrants are moving tens of billions of dollars a year out of the United States via flights or remittance payment vendors. And that's how the Somalis were doing this. They didn't sneak it. They have their own remittance payment vendors who declare it and move it. So the problem came when TSA agents for years have been calling the federal government, federal prosecutors. I've played the interviews with one of them. And they're just told me, no big deal. We don't want to know. Nope. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da, hands over our ears. This is going to get so big, Lee. This could bring down the Democrat Party. Like, this is one of these things. You could see the outlines of it. It's a Leviathan under the water. This is one of these things that and I'm very excited about this. Don't be mad. Be excited. We finally got this. Can you imagine if Trump didn't win and they managed to put him in prison for the rest of his life? This is why they try to put him in prison for the rest of his life. It all makes sense. So we're good. We're getting it. Now, a lot of you are leaving these comments on my social media. You're very cynical. I get it. We've been through a lot. We're never going to see arrest. We're not going to ever say. No. Okay. The first prosecution of one of these Somali fraudsters was under who? Donald Trump. When? March. He's got 90 of them so far this year. FBI has been on the ground since May. A lot of people don't understand that. So look, take a deep breath. It's going to be good. Because I'm telling you what this looks like, this Leviathan under the water, this is the kind of thing that's so big. It's not just fraud. This could psychologically, like, hive mind change the United States. The people of the United States are like, literally our relationship with our government. It could end the Democrat Party wandering the woods like Hillary for decades. It could. It's starting to look that big.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Folks, we're sitting on the edge of a potentially glorious trifecta of events as Trump truly confronts the axis of evil, as George W. Bush called it all those years ago. Players have changed a little bit. The modern axis of evil is as follows: Venezuela, China, Iran, Russia, and the Democrat Party, all in league together, each equally dangerous. Do you notice something? I want to point something out to you. Right now, Trump has Iran on the edge. If you've listened to me for a long time, you know I said over and over and over, one of the heartbreaks for me of Trump having that election stolen from him was that he had Iran on the brink, the toughest sanctions ever. Iran would have absolutely collapsed and potentially collapsed into freedom, had Trump won that term. Have you noticed something? Right now, there is a really good chance. I mean, the people are in the street of Iran. It gives me chills watching. You see a video on X. Very good chance that Iran collapses and the mullahs have to flee for their lives. Cool. Have you noticed the Democrats haven't said anything about the Iranian people's fight for freedom? They're not encouraging them or anything. Yeah, that's pretty telling, actually. It's pretty telling. Folks, there were street protests like this in Iran. I mean, they're in the streets now. They're renaming streets after Donald Trump. Donald Trump is one of the mullahs. Don't you dare hurt the protesters. I will mess you up. There were street protests like this in Iran after Obama took office because the youth of Iran, and I will never forget, it was such a heartbreak. Right after he won the presidency, they immediately gave him the Nobel Peace Prize for being black and Democrat simultaneously. So there were street protests like this in Iran after Obama took office because the youth made the critical error of thinking Obama would back them. Obama betrayed them instead and backed the mullahs. Young people were swept up by the Iranian security services. Women were mass raped in prison as punishment. Men were hanged. After the women were raped because you can't hang a virgin, they were hanged. Beautiful generation of young people absolutely brutalized because Barack Obama betrayed them. They believed the media rhetoric back then. We didn't have X. They believed the media rhetoric. They thought he was going to back them. They took to the streets. It was incredibly sad. Obama betrayed them instead and continued betraying them. Folks, Iran doesn't stay in power without the pallets of cash from the Democrat Party. Obama sent almost $2 billion to keep the mullahs in power as they raped, hung, tortured, and brutalized the generation of young people who only wanted to be free. This is the Democrat way. Obama betrayed them instead, those poor young people, backing the brutal leaders of Iran and sending them pallets of cash, the leaders, not the young people, to keep them in power in foreign denominations. Biden changed methods after Congress found out about the pallets of cash, sending Iran's brutal dictatorship $100 billion that Trump had frozen because of the sanctions on the oil. $100 billion it took to keep them in power. Here's Ted Cruz describing that to Bill Maher. Here we go.
You know it's more complicated than that.
No, I actually don't think it is.
Okay.
When the Ayatollah chants death to America and death to Israel, I believe him.
But what's the complicated part is what I was saying. The people of Iran is different than the regime.
But he didn't give the money to the people. He gave the money to the Ayatollah. The person he's giving it to is the one who has pledged he wants to murder as many Jews and as many Americans as possible. And giving him, Obama gave him $100 billion, Biden gave him $100 billion, and that was catastrophically foolish.
Or diabolical. Whatever. Anyway, the money has stopped. The sanctions are tougher than ever. And guess what? Without the Democrat Party propping up Iran's dictators, you can see in the streets the natural state of Iran had the Democrat Party not interfered and sent them the money. Again, it's not our tax money, thank God. But it is money that was accrued in violation of the sanctions. That's why it was frozen. All you had to do was keep it frozen, and that regime would have collapsed. Instead, Democrats helped Iran build the nukes we ultimately had to take out. It's like I say, foreign policy, we keep switching sides. Democrats are allies in the axis of evil with our enemies. We are Americans. We're not in an allyship with our enemies. So you're watching right now what happens when the pallets of cash or the wire transfers to the mullahs stop. What might push Iran over the edge? Cuba too, by the way. Trump just took their oil. It's hilarious, actually. Well, the way that Iran was selling that oil, they were cleaning it up because of the sanctions. They were moving it into those Venezuelan ports, playing switcheroo with it, sending it back out. Most of it sold to China, but sold to other places too. Well, looks like we got a blockade of those Venezuelan ports. So not only are they not getting the Democrat pallets of cash and the transfer payments to $100 billion, without which they could barely hold on to power, Trump just cut off the oil. Or at least made it very, very difficult for them to move it. Tick-tock. You're about to see what could have happened years ago had the Democrats not allied themselves with our enemies, and it could potentially be glorious. Folks, we are looking at potentially Iran and Cuba going down. And when it happens, and I think it eventually will, you're going to see how easy it would have been all along to do these things and how we don't need to spend $1 trillion on regime change. We just need to do smart things that are in America's interest. Democrats want you to believe that the more than 100 auto-ramming incidents in just the last few weeks against Customs and Border Patrol and ICE didn't happen. In fact, you'll hear nothing about them if you go to their media. And what happened in Minnesota? Well, if you read the New York Post, you'll know true things, like that Renee Nicole Good was a Minneapolis ICE watch warrior who trained to resist the feds before the shooting and was leading the protesters who'd been dogging them all morning, blocking their cars. By the way, it says a lot. They didn't shoot her when she was doing any of that. They would have been perfectly within their rights even to arrest her when she was blocking them before. It was not until she hit one hard and sent him flying what looks like about 10 feet to me that they even took action, and then only to defend their lives. Who are the aggressors here? Pinned to the top of my X feed, something I want you to share with friends and family. It's very important. I was telling you how, what you know, I took the third video, not the one the New York Times and the Washington Post are writing about, but the third video where you can actually clearly see what happens, and pinned it to the top of my Twitter feed. Here's why. Because when you blow it up to full screen, and you slow it down, and I finally found a version that is like that, you can clearly see that guy not only got hit, the ICE agent, he got hit hard. He went flying about 10 feet. About half of it on the hood of the car, and the rest of it, his body's just flung like a rag doll. When you see that, you're going to have the same reaction my daughter did. Oh my gosh, she tried to kill him. Well, she didn't care if she killed him. Not when you hit somebody that hard. The initial video, you can't even tell if contact was made with the car. So what is the mainstream media doing? They've concocted a new lie. And I've also put that lie up there. They're pretending the third video from the best camera angle does not exist. Pretending not to know things. That's what they specialize in. And they're claiming she was turning. She was trying. She was just trying to help. Just trying to help, says Minnesota AG Keith Ellison.
What she was doing was an act of tremendous neighborliness. She clearly was not trying to harm anyone. She was actually trying to help people. And even at the moment of her death, she appeared to be trying to get away, not engage.
Yeah, total lie. It's eerie how the wording of the New York Times and the Washington Post coverage from yesterday, both of which they sent out in their email, you know, like if you're a subscriber, I am, I get both, was at the top. Both said, almost identically worded, an analysis of footage shows the vehicle driven by a woman who was fatally shot by an ICE agent appeared to be turning away from the officer as he opened fire. The Washington Post is almost exactly the same thing. Email subject heading, the Post, most ICE agents were not in the vehicle's path when he fired the fatal shot, video shows. They completely ignore the existence of the best video of the situation, the one I have pinned at the top of my Twitter feed so you could share it. By the way, you can share it if you're not on Twitter too. You just take the copy and send it out. You just copy it and send it. It's just like hit the little button on the side with the up arrow and that'll copy it. You could send it to your friends and family so they can see true things instead of the lies of the mainstream media. So what is going on here? This is a true Marxist-style guerrilla warfare that we have seen all throughout Central and South America. And they've overthrown regimes with it. Progressives and left-wingers have. You saw that yesterday. Tren de Aragua, two of them in a vehicle ramming ICE. They got shot. Good. This is a war. They struck first. All of this is we find out that, folks, this is going to blow up in their face. Feel comfortable about that. As the Trump administration has found more than $200 million, $100 million of it, they say, is tax dollars that have been illegally funneled and also legally, unfortunately, funneled into NGOs and then into the Antifa Democrat Party Tren de Aragua protest complex. So we just found out about that 2 days ago. We've got to get the details on it. But Keith Ellison, the Democrats, Washington Post, the New York Times wants you to believe that everything was just, you know, it's just all a misunderstanding. The 100 vehicle rammings of ICE and Border Patrol by left-wing lunatics and illegal immigrants, that's all just coincidence last few weeks. I mean, people can't drive right some days. So that's what's going on. But when they organize these pop-up protests, and folks, you got to see this. I retweeted it so you could see it. And they show up in New York. You got to, oh my gosh, you got to see this. Elon Musk retweeted it. And it's like wall-to-wall people, okay? Protesters in New York City last night calling for the hanging of Kristi Noem and the execution of ICE agents. That's where we are. They are not going to be happy until they have dead ICE agents. And that's a shame, but it's where we are. Let me play some of that for you. Save all lives, killing ICE. And they want Kristi Noem to hang. This is the left, folks. You're watching. This is incredible. You're watching on American soil a true guerrilla-style Marxist revolution. Got to put it down. It's going to get ugly. We don't put it down. We're going to live under these people. Can you imagine living under these people? Why are they in the street? Why are they violent? Trillions of dollars of fraud. Oh, and folks, they actually said it on Fox News. Listen to Todd Pryor this morning. How much money they think this fraud scheme involves.
We're talking upwards of half a trillion dollars in fraud. Upwards of a half a trillion. What do you think the connection is, Jim, quickly, and how intertwined are the issues of this fraud with illegal immigration?
Well, the fact is that there is, you know, substantial fraud here in Minnesota from the Somali American immigrant community here. That's the vast majority of where the fraud is located, and that's absolutely unacceptable. And the fact is,
they're in the streets over this money. That's why they were setting Tesla dealerships on fire. It's why they fought Doge so violently. They knew what they would find if they just looked. Folks, it couldn't be clearer. The difference between the two parties and the choice Americans have to make. There's Gwen Walls, wife of Tim Walls, who stood aside during the George Floyd riots and let the state burn. Hundreds of millions of dollars of damage by left-wing lunatics.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
That right there is who they are. Here they are in New York last night, huge crowd chanting for Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, to hang and ICE agents to be killed. Save all lives, killing ICE. It's actually the, it, you know, what's crazy is that the ICE agent here who ended up shooting that mother in Minnesota, who was also the leader of an anti-ICE cell who had trained for conflict with federal agents, had been attacked not once, but twice. Put in the hospital last time after he was dragged 100 yards. 33 stitches, head injury, days in the hospital. They've tried to kill him twice. Laura Ingram asking,
where is the empathy for the ICE officer involved in that shooting yesterday, who, according to the New York Post, was himself dragged and hospitalized by an illegal alien driver last year? The attack on the officer, whom the Post is not naming, happened June 17th in Bloomington, Minnesota, exactly a month after embattled Minnesota Governor Tim Walz labeled ICE agents modern-day Gestapo while speaking at the University of Minnesota Law School graduation. And today, Vice President Vance blasted Democrats and the media for lying about the basic facts.
Everybody who's been repeating the lie that this is some innocent woman who was out for a drive in Minneapolis when a law enforcement officer shot at her, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you. If the media wants to tell the truth, they ought to tell the truth that a group of left-wing radicals have been working tirelessly, sometimes using domestic terror techniques, to try to make it impossible for the President of the United States to do what the American people elected him to do, which is enforce our immigration laws. You people in the media, not everybody in this room, but many people in this room have been lying about this attack. She was trying to ram this guy with his with her car. He shot back. He defended himself. He's already been seriously wounded in law enforcement operations before.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.